Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Wolf Sports Show. This is David Chapin. We had 12 one-possession games last week around the NFL. Offense is down, so tight games, bad offense or good defense, depending on how you look at it. Upsets around the league, so it's been a fun start. Giving brief thoughts on each team, all 32 teams, as we go through each matchup on the Week 3 schedule. Starting with Patriots-Jets, Thursday Night Football, both 1-1. Patriots, I'll say, are the most surprising team to me relative to preseason expectations. They've been solid, almost beat Seattle last week, lost in overtime, and following their formula of wanting to run the ball and play solid defense. The Jets, I like how they played through Breece Hall and Braylon Allen last week, combined for 3 touchdowns. Braylon, the youngest player since 1930 to score a touchdown from scrimmage. The rookie running back out of Wisconsin looks like a steal, and I think they're at their best offensively if they continue playing through them to complement a defense that should be among the league's best. Giants-Browns, New York 0-2 in the upcoming schedule. Looks brutal. Really should have won last week. Malik Nabers put it on his shoulders for a late drop, but other than that, he had an outstanding game. Definite hit, at least, for the Giants, but some questionable decisions otherwise. Has that regime on the hot seat already. For the Browns, got the win over the Jags last week. Defense stepped up on the road. Had a key late safety, and now return home will look to have a better showing at home, more similar to last year than they did in week one against the Cowboys. Eagles Saints, I'll say for Philadelphia, many are concerned. I'm in the Philly area. Many are concerned. The team is just like last year, the one that collapsed down the stretch, and really the first, whatever the start was, 10-1 maybe last year. It didn't look good, even with that fast start. And they blew the game to the Falcons on Monday night. And now it won't be easy going to New Orleans. The Saints, based on just the first 2 weeks, the best team in the league right now. Followed up the game against the Panthers with an even better game against the Cowboys in Dallas. Derek Carr playing at a high level in Clint Kubiak's offense. And the throw he made to Rashid Shaheed last week, nearly 60 yards in the air. Shaheed wasn't even behind the safeties yet, but Carr just bombed it over their heads and she ran by him and it was perfect. And I suggest trying to find that throw if you can. And I post the All-22 clip on my X page as well if you want to find it there. Texans face the Vikings. Minnesota, a lot of talk about how Sam Darnold performing well in what is obviously a great situation, one of the best situations for a quarterback in the NFL right now. Upset the Niners last week, now 2-0. Brian Flores' defense, outstanding so far. Brock Purdy found him after the game and told Flores that his scheme is crazy. And we'll get to quarterback situations, how Darnold's in a spot for success. We'll talk about Bryce Young when we get to the Panthers in a little bit. Texans, CJ Stroud in another great spot with offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick. Supporting cast, Nico Collins and company stepped up last season as a rookie. Offensive line did a nice job despite some injuries and a lot better spot than most of us thought for Stroud. As a rookie last year, defense now looks even better. Beat the Bears on Sunday night, had 7 sacks. Houston looking really good, looking like one of the best teams in the league, clearly. Tampa Bay hosts Denver. Similar to Darnold, Baker Mayfield found a situation, former number one overall pick in the same draft as Darnold. Situation with the Bucs has been really good. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and he spoke on the Bryce Young situation. Says he knows what it's like, and he got lucky landing in a good spot with Tampa now that believes in him, which is important. They beat the Lions last week in Detroit. Todd Bowles down a few key pieces in the secondary, including Antoine Winfield Jr. at safety, but he brought the pressure, made Jared Goff uncomfortable, and a huge win for them early in the season on the road. For the Broncos, 0-2 now. Rookie quarterback Bo Nix, similar to Mayfield, in a spot like Sean Payton, very high on him, in a great spot coaching-wise. The thing is, the roster definitely needs some work. Remember, Russell Wilson's cap hit. I was more optimistic entering the season on them. Thought they would make the playoffs, or had a good shot to at least, and were a pick to make it. Still, remember, they started so last year, made a run down the stretch. But I'm not sure if they had the juice on the roster, especially on offense, to make things easier on Knicks. So some patience needed there, but I think they'll get on the right track. And we'll see if the defense can keep them in the game this week, facing a much stronger Tampa Bay team in terms of weapons on offense. Packers face the Titans. Again, it's a theme, the quarterbacks. This one's interesting. Jordan Love definitely has a shot to play this week with the knee injury. He's practicing so far, yesterday and today. But Malik Willis, potentially going to face his former team, which wasn't a good spot for him, former third-round pick. And last week, he was excellent in Matt LaFleur's offense. 12 of 14, touchdown to Dontavian Wicks on an out route. Perfect throw and stride. And it just goes to show you how important the situation is. LaFleur's offense makes things very easy on quarterback, and nothing against Love, but people want to sort of make it like it's all Love's talent and his arm talent and stuff. But LaFleur certainly makes things easier on whoever's under center. And we saw that at the end of Aaron Rodgers' run there as well with the back-to-back MVPs. For the Titans, Will Levis in a pretty good spot with the Titans, but Brian Callahan, new head coach, is already pretty frustrated with him, very frustrated with him. You could see him cursing last week after Levis made a similar play, second straight week of a turnover where he flipped the ball out instead of just taking a sack. This time they were in field goal range, and they're probably not good enough to win with mistakes like that. And now 0-2 for a roster that added a lot of veteran talent the past two off seasons. Bears face the Colts. Mentioned the 7 sacks Chicago gave up last week. Bill Belichick on one of his shows, honestly, I forget which one. It might have been the Manning cast, actually, but questioned the roster construction in Chicago in adding skilled players. Keenan Allen traded for, didn't play last week because of a heel injury. Drafted Rome Odunze, 10th overall, but didn't probably do enough on the offensive line to protect Williams. So not an easy situation there for him. And the situations in Chicago and Denver, very similar. Defense is playing well and hard, yet the offensive lines need to be better. Skill players, especially in Denver, need to be better, and arguably Chicago's offensive line struggling even more than the Broncos are. But they're at 1-1. They face the Colts at 0-2. Indy's been run on. Chicago hasn't been able to run, as is the case with Denver. Again, I said similar situations. So we'll see if the Bears can run the ball this week on Indy. On offense for the Colts, them being run on, they haven't had that many opportunities on offense. And Anthony Richardson, you could see the inexperience. Turnovers last week, hurt against the Packers. But there's going to be growing pains, and he just needs to progress. Chargers face the Steelers, both 2-0. Both defenses off to great starts. Should be a defensive battle this week. Lowest point total of the week, according to Vegas. We got to keep an eye on Justin Herbert. Ankle injury, looking iffy for Sunday. J.K. Dobbins, I believe I mentioned him last week. Again, continuing his resurgence with L.A. Over 100 yards again. Long touchdown run. After he said he would come through with one if he had another shot after getting caught from behind in week one. For the Steelers, one at Denver. Not an easy place to win. Corey Trice Jr. stepped up with a big interception in the red zone for the Steelers in the 13-6 win. TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith each had a sack, and definitely should be one of the best games of the week. These two teams somewhat conservative on offense right now and playing strong defense. Dolphins face the Seahawks, sending my best to Tua Tagovailoa, who suffered another scary concussion on Thursday night in the blowout loss to the Bills. Unfortunately, we've seen that before on Thursday night, where he had a concussion in prime time, did not look good. He's now out at least the next 4 games on injured reserve. He wants to resume his career. A lot of talk about his career, but as Mike McDaniel said, that's his decision to make. And I'm not going to talk about that. But now Skylar Thompson, in at quarterback from Miami, brought in Snoop Huntley from the Ravens practice squad. I anticipate he might play at some point, but Thompson gets the first crack at an offense with plenty of talent. Look for the Dolphins to ride their running backs, and they need the defense to step up, especially this week on the road. Seattle now 2-0 under Mike McDonald. Defense wasn't quite as impressive last week at New England, but I expect them to fly around similar to how they did in week one, playing at home. The Panthers go to Vegas, face the Raiders. Bryce Young benched after 2 games. Pretty stunning. Obviously not playing well. The offensive line made improvements in the offseason. They've been better. But these receivers, I probably said it in one of the first 2 weeks. Just don't really have the juice. Not a huge fan of how that room was constructed. Remember Young on his third play caller. It was going back and forth with the play callers last season before Frank Reich was fired. Reich didn't have Young in a good spot to begin his career. And a lot of support out there for Young. Again, as I said, he needs to play better, but obviously not an easy spot for him there in Carolina. Now, Andy Dalton's at quarterback, veteran with plenty of experience. We'll see if he can right the ship a little bit and help make the Panthers more competitive. Raiders, big comeback win against the Ravens last week in Baltimore. Wasn't pretty, but they made enough stops in the first quarter. Held the Ravens to 3 field goals instead of letting them get in the end zone. Max Crosby had a key sack late, and Antonio Pierce has the right mindset, has the team in the right mindset and saying they got to worry about themselves, can't worry about the Panthers. 49ers face the Rams, both banged up. The Rams especially so. Now Cooper Kupp joins Puka Nacua as being out for LA. A high ankle sprain. He's in a cast right now, and the Rams will see how he heals, and he's not on IR yet, so could return within the 4 games potentially, but could also maybe next week or whatever be placed on IR, so we'll have to track that. The offensive line continued to be decimated. Jonah Jackson, offseason acquisition from the Lions, is on IR. Safety John Johnson on IR. We're blown out by the Cardinals last week. Now 0-2. Feels a little bit like 2 seasons ago to this point, when the Rams were sort of killed by injuries. I think they only won 5 games that year. They play at home against the Niners at least this week. So we'll see if they can keep it close and get a win at home. For the Niners, Debo Samuel going to miss a couple weeks due to a calf injury. Mentioned how Minnesota's defense gave him trouble last week. Second straight year that's happened, even though this time they had Trent Williams in the lineup. Although Christian McCaffrey was out this time around. Though Jordan Mason playing very well at running back. Look for Juwan Jennings, trusted target of Purdy, and rookie Jacob Cowing to step up while Debo is out. Exciting game. Lions face the Cardinals in Arizona. Cardinals riding high after blowing out the Rams last week, putting up 41 points. And remember, they were up 17-3 on Buffalo in week 1 at Buffalo. So have the makings of a potential breakout team under Jonathan Gannon year 2. Kyler Murray healthy. Marvin Harrison Jr., after quiet week 1, had 4 catches and 2 touchdowns in the first quarter, becoming the first rookie to do that since his dad in 1996, so that's cool. Defense will have more of a challenge this week against the Lions, although Detroit, on offense, looking to find their footing. They've said it themselves, Dan Campbell has said it, they're not in a groove yet, and not sure when it'll happen. But Jameson Williams, 200 receiving yards, tied for 2nd in the NFL. Living up to the potential breakout hype that I've talked about, and the Lions themselves were confident in this season. I think a lot of people would like to see tight end Sam Laporta get going more as a receiver, so keep an eye on that this week against the Cardinals. The final late afternoon game on Sunday, Ravens against Cowboys. Both coming off bad losses. The Ravens, it felt like they were in total control against the Raiders for the entire game. Again, as I mentioned, they settled for field goals in the first half, came back to hurt them, but fell control in the fourth quarter when Derrick Henry scored a touchdown to put them up 2 possessions. They put up 383 yards compared to the Raiders, putting up just 260. Felt like they outplayed them, yet they lost. So now 0-2. No reason to totally panic, but at the Cowboys is a tough matchup. Then they face the Bills next week. So an obvious sense of urgency. We'll see if they feed Derrick Henry with the way the Saints ran on Dallas last week. For the Cowboys, maybe could chalk it up to just one of those days. Off games happen for just about every team. Perhaps riding high after handling Cleveland in week 1 on the road. So they get another shot at home this week. They'll be at their best, I think, if they can get the run game going more. Set up play action to CeeDee Lamb and company. And if tight end Jake Ferguson can play, that would be big as well, after he missed last week with the knee injury. Sunday night Chiefs Falcons. Atlanta, there were opportunities throughout the game to make bigger plays, but they really came through in the end. That game-winning drive, touchdown Drake London, big play to Darnell Mooney, Ray-Ray McLeod again, looking good as a third receiver. Bijan Robinson, super explosive, defense, pretty tough considering the offensive line they went up against the run. This will be a bigger test, I think, even though now playing at home, hosting the Chiefs. Kansas City hasn't found its groove offensively either, like many teams. Running back Isaiah Pacheco out 6 to 8 weeks with a leg injury. Look for undrafted rookie Carson Steele out of UCLA to step up. They brought Kareem Hunt back on the practice squad. A bit of a surprise they brought him back after how that ended there. But the Chiefs defense, solid every week. I expect them to have a good outing on the road Sunday night. We have a Monday night doubleheader in week 3. First at 7:30, Jaguars against Bills in Buffalo. The Jags got a big win over the Bills last year in London early in the season. That seems like a long time ago. Jags had that collapse at the end of last season, and Trevor Lawrence hasn't won a game since last November, which is pretty crazy. Something just seems off. I think riding Travis Etienne, sending a play action to the big receivers, Brian Thomas, Gabe Davis. They don't have Evan Ingram right now, but Christian Kirk over the middle. Ingram looks likely to be out again with a hamstring injury he injured during warmups in week 2. For the Bills, blew up the Dolphins last week. I think they heard the talk about how they're going to take a step back with the roster changes in the offseason. The Jets and the Dolphins are going to win the AFC East. They might be the most impressive AFC team through 2 weeks after the slow start in week 1 against the Cardinals. James Cook had 3 touchdowns in the first half last week. Defense doesn't get enough credit. Christian Benford at corner, I think maybe doesn't get the recognition he deserves, partly because his number, which sounds weird, but wears number 47. Seems an uncommon number for a top cornerback, but he and Rasul Douglas becoming one of the best corner duos in the league and has the secondary in a good spot despite the losses this offseason. And then finally, a little later, 8:15, it starts. Commanders against Bengals, the 2 LSU quarterbacks, Heisman winners. That's the story everyone's going to be talking about. Daniels had his first career win last week against the Giants. 7 field goals got it done in the 21-18 win. One thing with Daniels, I'd like to see him take fewer hits. Taking a lot of hits so far, not just sacks, but when he runs. And Washington's defense right now, definitely not on the level of Denver and Chicago. But offensively, a similar situation in terms of the supporting cast. Daniel's going to need more help, but it's a bit easier for him than Williams and Nix, partly because the way Daniels can run, he's got rare ability as a runner and can sort of get out of trouble easier and just make plays with his legs. We'll see how the Bengals contain that this week with defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo, and he always has good game plans. Since he's looking for T. Higgins to hopefully get on the field after missing the first 2 games with a hamstring injury, and at 0-2 needing a win. Another slow start for them, which has been the theme under Zach Taylor, which is hard to explain. I would think Higgins, if he's in the lineup, and Jamar Chase should have big games. Slow start for Chase, but a great matchup against the Commanders secondary on Monday night. So that'll do it for this week's episode. Check out wolfsports.com for plenty of content throughout the week. Enjoy the games from Thursday through the Monday night doubleheader. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week.